Welcome to the Freight Broker Bootcamp audio experience, and I'm your host, Dennis Brown. If you're sick and tired of getting rejected when you're doing freight broker sales and freight broker cold calling, I want you to lean in because I'm going to tell you a quick story of how I was able to get a $500,000 client in just two phone calls. I'm going to tell the exact steps to that story, exactly how I did that, how that transpired. If you stick around to the end, I'm going to share with you three lessons, three tips that you can pull from that. The story starts like this. It was about 2007, 2008. I'm not sure the exact date. And I had just joined LinkedIn not long before that. And I noticed that one of the prospects that was on my list, my cold calling list, one of the companies that was on my cold calling list, I found the shipping manager on LinkedIn. And so I got on his profile. I did a little bit of research. I went to the company website. I learned a little bit about the company. You know, they were in the steel industry. The gentleman was, they were in the Philadelphia area. The gentleman was about in his late 30s, maybe early 40s. I decided to send him a LinkedIn connection request. I sent him a message on LinkedIn, and the message went something like this. It said, "Hi, Bill. I see you're in logistics. I also noticed that you're in Philadelphia. Who do you think will win this year, the Buffalo Bills or the Philadelphia Eagles? Curious if you're open to connecting." That was the basic premise of the message. I don't know if that's the exact wording because I couldn't pull it up from over a decade ago. And so fortunately, luckily, he saw the message and responded very quickly, responded back not long later. And his opinion, obviously, he accepted my connection request, sent a message back, and basically said that the Eagles were going to kill the Bills. Philadelphia was going to beat the Buffalo Bills. And we had some fun banter back and forth for maybe 5 or 10 minutes. Some messages went back and forth where we were kind of having some fun and joking, talking smack, you could say, a little bit about football, right? Like a lot of guys would do, you know, if they just met somebody or maybe they were out for coffee or lunch. And so we were going back and forth on LinkedIn, talking about football of all things, right? We weren't focused on, you know, business. It was focused more upon something that was important to him and something that was relevant to me. And so I got sick and tired of typing back and forth. So I suggested, "Hey, listen, why don't we settle this once and for all and just jump on a quick phone call?" So he agreed to jump on a phone call. We got on the phone shortly after, and the call lasted about 15 minutes, right? 13 of those 15 minutes, I pretty much just listened and asked a few questions. He talked all about how he got his job. He talked about his company. He talked about football. He talked about his family. He talked about a whole bunch of things in that short period of time. And I learned a lot because I listened. For the first 13 minutes of that call, it was all about him, right? And we talked just about him. And then at the end of the phone call, he's like, "Hey, Dennis, listen, I got to run, but I noticed on LinkedIn that you had started a logistics company not long ago. What exactly do you do? What do you do?" And so rather than me beating him over the head with the pitch, I simply explained to him, I said, "Listen, you've heard of XYZ company," and they were a direct competitor of theirs. And he said, "Sure, I've heard of them." I said, "Well, they hired us to do A, B, and C, and we've been working with them for several years now, and that's exactly what we do." And he said, "Oh, so you're a freight broker." I said, "Yeah, that's exactly what we do." He said, "Oh, great. You know, we kind of left it at that." And I asked for permission to follow up with him. And he said, "Yeah, follow up with me in a couple of weeks. I'm going to be gone, but give me a call in a couple of weeks." And, you know, and so we had kind of set a soft appointment in a couple of weeks, but he had given me a permission to call him. Unfortunately, I forgot to call him. Believe it or not, I scheduled the follow-up in my CRM, but for whatever reason, I didn't make the phone call. I didn't follow up with him. I know it's a cardinal sin and I make mistakes too. But oddly enough, fortunately enough, a couple weeks after we were supposed to make the call, maybe it was about 30 days after the initial call, I get a phone call out of left field and it's the gentleman from Philadelphia. It's Bill. And Bill says, "Hey, Dennis, you remember me?" And I said, "Yeah, of course I remember you, Bill." We started talking and he said, "Listen, you're a freight broker. You do logistics, right?" And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, I have a problem." And that led to us discussing his problem, discussing some of his issues, which then led to them doing business with us. And over the next several years, we did over $500,000 in business with that company. Now, I tell you this story because I want you to understand a couple of things. There are three key lessons that you need to take from this story. There are probably a bunch more, but three key ones that I want you to pull from this story. So I want you to lean in really quick and listen because this is really, really important. There's a couple things that happen during this that you have to dissect, that you have to kind of pull apart. The first one, I kind of understated on the front end because I didn't want to give it away, but I started this engagement by gathering sales intelligence on not only the company, but on the prospect. So I went to the company website. I did a search on Google for the company. I gathered some information about their products. I gathered maybe a little bit of an origin story about the company. I knew who the leadership of the company was, like the CEO and the CFO. I went to his profile on LinkedIn. I saw how long he had been with the company, his title, some of the interests that he had. I was able to see things that he was posting on LinkedIn. And so ultimately, I gathered sales intelligence up front before doing the outreach. Now, gathering that sales intelligence and knowing that he was from Philadelphia, knowing that he was a male, knowing that he was in his late 30s, early 40s, I took a gamble on the whole Buffalo Bills versus Philadelphia Eagles hook, the sales hook. So I created a sales hook using some of the psychographics and some of the sales intelligence that I was able to gather during my pre-call research. Number two, I was different. Right? I was sounded different, acted different than every other sales call, every other freight broker that had been calling them for the past weeks, months, years, because I used something that was very relevant to him. And I created a compelling sales hook that started a dialogue, right? Now, there could have been a million different things I could have done there. I just chose that one strategy because, number one, you got to remember something. Back in 2007, I was brand new to LinkedIn and I had no idea what social selling was all about, but I took a risk and it paid off. But ultimately what I learned about that is the importance of being different. Okay. So I created a compelling sales hook and I was different. The third lesson that I want you to pull from this, right, is this, and that is the entire time that I was in that dialogue through LinkedIn and over the phone, my focus was on building a relationship and not a transaction. So when we were talking about football, that was all relationship and rapport building. When we got on the phone and he talked for the first 13 of the 15 minutes of the phone call and it was all about him, that was me investing in that relationship, gathering information, right? And building rapport by asking a few simple questions that then led him to telling me a whole bunch of information that was extremely valuable to me in an effort to try to develop a customer relationship. But the personal relationship came first. So I focused on the relationship over the transaction. Now, where most people, as soon as they got on the phone with that prospect, they would have beat them over the head with their club, right? And they would have hit them with their sales pitch and they would have driven him away because he's heard that too many times before. So those are a few of the lessons that I want you to learn from this. Okay. So those are the three tips. I hope you guys enjoyed that story. Listen, if you did, make sure you hit the like button. Now, if you're looking for specific coaching on freight broker sales and how to get shippers, right? If you're looking for that type of coaching, if you're looking for that type of a program, what I want you to do, I'm going to suggest you check out my Freight Broker Sales Accelerator. That is my freight broker sales coaching program where I take that piece of my brain, everything about freight broker sales, strategies, tactics, tools, everything that helped me to do over $200 million as a freight broker. And I share that with you in a coaching program. Now, that program is sold out. It's closed. You can enroll right now, but you can get on the wait list, right, by simply going to freightburgerbootcamp.com/waitlist. Okay. You'll get on the wait list. You'll be the first to get notified. It is not a free program. It is not a cheap program, but it's worth 20x whatever you invest into it. Okay. So check that out at freightbrokerbootcamp.com/waitlist. And if you're curious about becoming a freight broker or a freight agent, and you're just looking for some help to get started, check out freightbrokerbootcamp.com. Trained over 10,000 students, had that program for over a decade. I've personally done over $200 million as a freight broker, and we offer a 60-day, 100% unconditional money-back guarantee. Hey, thanks for tuning in today. I'm humbled that you allowed me to be a part of your day. Now subscribe to the podcast so we can do this more often. And for those of you that take the next 15 to 30 seconds to rate and review the podcast, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. And who knows, maybe we'll give you a shout out on a future episode.